Come before noon. Got one sexy call lined up for tomorrow. Wait till you hear that. Len Tillum, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We probably won't be able to stop swine flu, but we may be able to slow it.
We don't think that this virus can be contained, that we can stop it at the border, but we do think we can reduce the impact of its spread.
Rear Admiral Ann Schuchat with the Centers for Disease Control says a lot of people are complaining about flu-like symptoms, but that doesn't mean they have it.
Most respiratory symptoms are not swine flu.
Officials say there are 69 confirmed cases in the U.S. So far, 5 people have been hospitalized, and health officials say deaths are likely. Was it swine flu that killed 2 in Los Angeles? ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
Sherry, the L.A. County Coroner's Office is telling us it has 2 cases of men who died within the last couple of days and had symptoms of swine flu. They were 33 and 45 years old. No tests have come back, and autopsies haven't been performed on their bodies yet, so at this point, they are only possible cases. We expect more details in about a half an hour at a news conference here in L.A. Sherry?
Cuba has become the first country to impose a travel ban to Mexico, but several cruise ships say they will be suspending their Mexican port calls. Senator Arlen Specter, a longtime member of the GOP, is defecting. Call him a Democrat from now on, if you would.
I have found myself increasingly at odds with the Republican philosophy and more in line with the philosophy of the Democratic Party.
ABC News political director David Chalian has response from the other side.
Republicans are now expressing big displeasure. They say he is doing this purely for political survival. There's no doubt that's a huge part of this. The bigger problem for the Republican Party that this represents right now is that the Republican Party is becoming a smaller and more conservative party. It is not hospitable to independents like Arlen Specter.
Sell or close. General Motors plans to force up to 1,200 underperforming dealerships to shut their doors in an attempt to make the other dealers stronger. Dow down 4, NASDAQ down 4. You're listening to ABC News.
For some people, seasonal allergies are no big deal. For me, they are. The sneezing, itchy, runny nose, and congestion make me miserable. Finally, I got some professional help. My doctor prescribed Astepro. Astepro is a powerful antihistamine nasal spray that goes right to the site of my symptoms. My nose. Makes sense, right? Astepro is approved to relieve seasonal nasal allergy symptoms, including sneezing, itchy, runny nose, and congestion.
Astepro azelastine hydrochloride is available by prescription only for people 12 and over. If you're allergic to Astepro, Astelin, or azelastine, don't use it. Also avoid alcohol, sedatives, operating machinery, and driving. Side effects may include unusual taste, nosebleeds, headache, fatigue, and sleepiness. Learn more at astepro.com. Call 1-866-516-1970 or find information in U.S. News and World Report.
If you're like me, seasonal allergies are a big deal. Ask your doctor about Astepro today and treat your nasal symptoms right at the site.
Cher, Nicole Richie, a lot of people have dropped the F-bomb on the air. Now the Supreme Court has upheld the government's rules against indecency over the airways.
In a narrow decision, Justice Antonin Scalia writes for a sharply divided court that the government's rules against curse words on the air, even fleeting curse words, is neither arbitrary nor capricious. But the court left it up to other judges to decide if First Amendment rights to freedom of speech are paramount in this case. So the battle is far from over.
ABC's Vic Ratner. A very powerful telescope has spied something that's never been spied by astronomers before. ABC's Larry Jacobs explains what it is.
Astronomers have found what they call the most distant object ever seen by humanity. WISE Gemini Observatory caught the image while tracking a gamma ray burst. Those are explosions that mostly occur when massive stars run out of fuel and begin collapsing into a black hole or a neutron star. This smudge that astronomers were able to snap a picture of is said to be 13 billion light years away. You got a slide rule? A light year is 6 trillion miles. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Your parents really were right. You got to stay in school, at least if you want to make a decent living. New numbers from the Census Bureau show workers with bachelor's degrees earn about $26,000 more on average than those with only high school diplomas. The high school grads make on average $31,000 a year compared with $57,000 for college grads. This is ABC News.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-421-1177. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-421-1177. 1-800-421-1177.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Health experts in Marin County have confirmed the Bay Area's first two cases of the swine flu. Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency to speed up response. We are live at the Fruitvale BART station in Oakland, where a small group of community members have launched an organization called Oakland Cop Watch.
Are not hostile to the police. It's not about that. It's really community-centered, and that's what our motivation is.
Kelly Abraham is a member of the unsanctioned new group that was started in response to the deadly BART police shooting on the platform here, and based on the Berkeley Cop Watch program that started in 1990 to try and hold officers accountable. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Santa Clara crash, Lawrence Expressway southbound on the connector ramp to El Camino Real, blocking that ramp. Vacaville, East 80 before Monta Vista. Look out for a metal bar in the lanes. They think where you're sitting shouldn't be a guessing game. That's why Alaska Airlines gives you an advanced seat assignment at no extra charge. Now that's north of expected. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny and windy today. A little bit of a warm-up for tomorrow with highs into the 60s everywhere. It's 59 here in Oakland. I'm Brett Burkhardt, live at the Fruitvale BART station, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Of course, we will continue to keep you updated with the best information we can find on the current swine flu deal. And it's obviously a changing picture day to day. I think start off with something kind of light. You know, this sounds like a joke. You know what they call the swine flu in Israel? They call it the Mexican flu. That's absolutely true. A senior Israeli official Monday changed the term in order to not pronounce the name of the animal whose meat is banned by Orthodox Judaism. Islamic states have not spoken up yet. As you know, they, of course, eschew pork as much as Jewish people do. We will use the term Mexican flu in order not to have to pronounce the word swine. I have no idea. Had no idea that you can't pronounce the word, but it's not for me to say here. Of course, eating pork is prohibited by Judaism. And I thought to myself, the Spanish flu. It wasn't the Spanish flu. I have to think. I read that big, thick tome on the Spanish flu, a fascinating book. The name, I guess, is called Influenza. I don't want to butcher it because it's a great book and it's going to be a bestseller again. It's a worthy read, a fabulous book. I'll get you the name of it at the break. Anyway, the Spanish flu of 1918 started in Kansas. And I forgot the story of how it became named the Spanish flu. So for now, if you live in Israel, it's going to be called the Mexican flu. I guess it's appropriate where the flu begins. Yes, Hong Kong flu, we call it, Shanghai flu. Let's go back in time a little bit. 1976, a soldier at Fort Dix, New Jersey, Private David Lewis, tells his drill instructor he felt tired and weak. He was dead in 24 hours. Autopsy, he'd been killed by the swine flu, an influenza virus originating in pigs. Several soldiers were hospitalized. Government doctors got scared when they discovered at least 500 soldiers on the base were infected without becoming ill. Please remember that. For every case of swine flu that goes to a hospital, there may be hundreds of thousands of people out there who have caught it and felt a little funky that day or felt fine. Those are called subclinical infections. Well, here's the deal. Fearing another 1918 plague, of course, then President Gerald Ford authorized $500 million in today's money behind a mass inoculation program. And maybe some of you remember this. Mass vaccinations started in October, but what happened was people started coming up with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a nerve disorder. It can actually cause your nerves to stop working and paralyze you. And after this massive inoculation program, there were hundreds of people affected, and a few died. And there was a rising uproar and public reluctance to risk the shot. And perhaps that's where all this anti-vaccination stuff began. It was a bad batch of flu vaccine prepared quickly at a time when technology wasn't what it was today. 40 million Americans got vaccinated. That's a lot. That's quite a thing. There was no epidemic. Later, technology improved. They examined the virus, and they found it was nowhere near as deadly, of course, as the 1918 influenza. And you want to know what? Here's the amazing end of that story. There was only one death, and it was Private David Lewis at Fort Dix. The first case. All right? Just remember that as we go into that. And of course, that anti-vaccinationism, you know, brings me, as always, and they'll be coming up a lot on this program because I'm going to have some fun with this. Remember, if we get to the point where we start vaccinating people and you see Jim Carrey or Jenny McCarthy in line for the flu vaccine, you give them an elbow in the ribs, shove them out of line, and tell them it's for me. All right? As these two have been more responsible for anti-vaccinationism in this country than any two people. Really. And here comes our president. The outbreak of the flu virus that has led to a U.S. public health emergency highlights the need for a strong government commitment to scientific research. Obama's was making remarks on science and technology that covered everything. And he set the goal of devoting 3% of our GDP to scientific research. And that's a noble and a lofty goal, but less than what it used to be. If there ever was a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research, it's today. He said, National Academy of Sciences, one thing is clear, our capacity to deal with a public health challenge of this sort rests heavily on the work of our scientific and medical community. And this is one more example of why we cannot allow our nation to fall behind. And I'm thinking, that's not clear to a lot of people in America. A lot of people think our capacity to deal with a public health challenge of this sort rests heavily on the work of actors and actresses and Playboy bunnies. Right? Now, when you go back to the major investment in research that we had, which goes into the 50s and 60s with the space race in the Soviet Union, that was a high watermark in terms of spending as a share of GDP. That's what led to the moonshot, etc. And Obama's also pushing in his budget making a permanent tax credit for business investment in research and development. I think that's fair. You know, you want businesses to have financial incentive to do research and development. And, of course, they'll use the same logic for companies to go after global warming. Drug and vaccine makers are standing by. Tamiflu is expected to be in great demand. It seems to work. Relenza also seems to work. You have to inhale that. Roche has a stockpile of 3 million packages of Tamiflu. That's not a lot. Some countries have more than that. Making a vaccine will take months. Vaccine companies are on standby to start the development process as soon as possible. Well, it's too few, too less. They don't have to make for Jenny and Jim. That'll lower the load on their assembly line. And then there's strange, illogical things. Hog and pork belly futures have fallen. In a major way, the misperception that you can catch this from eating pork. It's going to take a while for people to understand the issue and what the risks are. The market advisor here at Commodity Investment Company, if you eat properly handled and cooked pork products, of course it's safe, but this is going to be hyped up. And of course it's reached across borders. Chinese have barred direct and indirect imports of swine from the United States, Mexico, Kansas, California, Texas, Russia. Suspended imports, it's our fourth largest consumer of U.S. pork, suspended imports. And it goes on and on and on and on and on here. So this has happened before. And there have been a few diseases in the past that we have blamed. You know, mad cow disease is one where people got freaked out even though it was not scientifically confirmed. World Health Organization is not recommending travel restrictions right now or border closures to fight swine flu. Infected people may not show symptoms at the airport. Glad somebody's putting this down. We're going to screen people for sneezing and coughing. Well, excuse me. That's how these diseases are so effective at spreading. You are spreading the disease before you even know you have it. You're not symptomatic. So it might not help screening people at airports. Border controls don't work. This is according to a World Health Organization spokesperson. Border controls don't work. Screening doesn't work, they told a news conference, describing the economically damaging travel bans as pointless in public health terms. We don't understand why the disease has been more severe in Mexico. In other words, they've had deaths in Mexico. The first victims may not have recognized they were infected with a new type of flu that needed different treatment. They may not have received the required medicines until late. They may have been infected with other diseases, reducing their immunity. See a lot of that in other countries where people have other diseases day in and day out. They get by, but a new disease hits them and then bingo, puts it over the edge. There's no danger from eating pork. Cook your pork. It will kill any virus if it's there. And even if it were there, eating the pork, going right down in your stomach, I just don't think would give you the disease. And then I'm getting a lot of questions about masks. Nobody knows the answer to this. I told you there's one study on masks where people just didn't wear them. And if they did wear them, it seemed to reduce the number of infections among families who had a kid with the flu. There's 3M has this N95 respiratory mask, which is a better mask. And it's normally not used for this. It's used for workers around dust, sawdust, etc. And they're cheap old masks, but they're way, way, way behind. Surging demand, of course, for those particular masks. All right, let's move on. There is other news here. Fighting a Republican move to approve religiously oriented specialty license plates. And bitter about proposed salary cuts for state workers, you got a state Democratic leader who has a specialty tag idea of his own. He's worried about separation of church and state, and Democratic critics are incensed about a proposed tag featuring an image of Jesus on the cross. And his amendment is called, Can a Brother Get a Break License Plate? The plate must prominently display an image of State Senator Al Lawson. The phrase, Can a Brother Get a Break? Shall appear in bold letters. So, why not? If you could put Jesus on a cross on a license plate. The ACLU, and this is reasonable, they want to lobby for change in Colorado. Colorado has a law that if you are busted for being naked, as in here 60 nude cyclists ride around the city protesting oil-burning cars, here's a streaker at a football game, here's an annual naked pumpkin run, if you get charged with indecent exposure, you carry a mandatory registration as a sex offender. I find that, I always have, and maybe it's my background as a physician. Maybe as an art lover looking through art history, seeing so many depictions of the naked human body. From a religious point of view, this is one of God's greatest, if not the greatest creation, right? The human body. And yet, expose it and you're a sex offender. And they are very concerned, says the ACLU, about the way Colorado Sex Offender Registry is set up. And that it's nonsense. And I agree. Speaking of something here, you know, ASBO means antisocial behavioral order. And here's neighbors complaining of a woman making a little bit too much noise and a little head banging against the wall at her home here. And she was given a 4-year ASBO antisocial behavior order banning her from making noise during sex anywhere in England. The prosecutors say neighbors complained. First European evidence of early female puberty. This is an interesting study. You know, girls are beginning to grow breasts at an earlier age, starting their period sooner. We've seen this in the United States. We're not so clear what's going on here. And this one looked at a country where girls are not getting fatter like they are here. Younger and younger women getting more and more obese because obesity can change puberty. Well, the average age at which breast growth began in 1991, and these girls in Denmark, was 10.9 years. It was in 2006, 9.8 years. That's almost a year earlier. Age at first menstruation, 13.5 in 1991, and 13.1 now. Most experts believe that the obesity epidemic has something to do with earlier puberty, but they found no difference in the prevalence of overweight and obesity in these girls. Between 1991 and 2006, young women in Denmark have not gotten fatter, while the American girls had just become a bunch of roly-polies. It's amazing, isn't it? There was no difference in levels of reproductive hormones. And actually, 8 to 10-year-olds in 2006 had lower estrogen levels in girls of the same age. So we just don't know. This raises the possibility of something in the environment having estrogen-like effects. We really don't know. And we don't know the health consequences of earlier puberty. All right? All right, if you're a Twitterer, if you're a tweeter, I assume you've heard this tweet about swine flu is germ warfare. We're going to have to talk about that. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I spy something huge and gray.
That gray car?
No.
Have you seen some crazy things while traveling? Then go to americasbestvaluein.com to post your story for a chance to win great prizes. With over 900 hotels in North America, you'll enjoy internet, free continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations. Visit americasbestvaluein.com or call 888-315-2378. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal. But who knows what you'll see along the way.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Peter in Oregon. Peter, how you doing? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Adell. I've got a question for you about the
Nissan fundoplication where they wrap the ligament around the cardiac sphincter of your stomach to keep the reflux from coming back.
Yep.
And they're going to yank out my gallbladder at the same time because I had a low result in the HIDA scan. So just wanted to hear what you had to say about those things.
No, you had a low result in the who?
The HIDA scan, the ejection fraction from the gallbladder.
Yeah. Well, I'll stay away from that one. It's, you know, it's the old, while we're there, let's get it thing. There are some new procedures for, let's go back for a second. Heartburn or GERD is caused by acid gets up into the esophagus. And there are a lot of effective medications. I'm sure you've been through that. There are a lot of helpful hints from Heloise about how to prevent it. You know, you don't wear your belt too tight. You don't bend over after your big meal. You eat smaller meals. You tilt the head of your bed up. There's all kinds of stuff. I just have to assume you're a bright guy that you've tried everything conservative. So now you're headed for surgery. There are a couple of procedures now where they don't open you up at all. They just go right down the esophagus and do this type of a deal. So I'd consider looking at alternatives. Just a slow emptying of your gallbladder. You know, if you have gallbladder stones, we go after your gallbladder, even if you're not having symptoms, because indeed, if you're having a really bad attack, that's not the time you want to operate on somebody. And I can't evaluate whether that sounds a little bit aggressive to me. You can get by without your gallbladder, and it is, we're not sure about gallbladder disease. It's funny. One thing it's associated with, by the way, is dieting. People who go on diets get a huge uptick in their rate of gallbladder disease. So back to what you're thinking of doing. Either way, it's a decent procedure. I would have expected when they first started proposing that you're going to tighten up the opening into people's stomach. You're looking for trouble because a little extra scarring, and then you can't swallow anything. And then they got to wind up opening it up. So I look at everything else you possibly can come up with to get around this and not need surgery. It's extraordinarily common in this day and age. Well, how can that be? Human beings are the same. When I was in practice, we never saw the rate of GERD that we're seeing nowadays. So it sounds to me like there's a lot of bad habits that people have, a lot of dietary indiscretion. We are gaining weight. It goes on and on and on. So, you know, I'm not picking on you. It's just a general pitch of mine, and any good doctor will tell you, you use the most conservative, least invasive treatments first, and that surgery, unless it's an emergency, is the last resort. And you're talking about a two for one, all right? Let's talk to Glenn in Illinois. How you doing, Glenn?
Oh, hi, Dr. Adele. How are you?
Fine.
Can you hear me? I'm on a
cell phone. I hear you fine.
Okay, a couple of things. I can't go back further than my mother and father, who are both deceased, but neither my mother nor my father nor my two living brothers have the same blood type as me. I have a different blood type. Does this mean anything? Like I could have been adopted or something, or, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well, listen, you could have been adopted if you had the same blood type. There's only, a couple of them, and the standard ones, the ABO system. But there's lots of other systems, the MNO, the KBT, the WDB. You could test this if you wanted to, but I guess without going into the specific genetics of it, it would be easy to understand. In other words, if you have type... am I going to try and do this? No, I'm not going to try and do this. It would be easy to understand how somebody who has brown eyes could have blue-eyed children. Because if you have brown eyes, you can have only little brown genes, or you can have one brown gene and one blue gene, and your eyes will still be brown because the brown gene dominates. And that's what it's like for blood types. So I wouldn't... I wouldn't worry at all about it. Type O, it has no, that's not right either, has none of these genes. But if I had one little B, you know, I'd have a type B, or I could have two Bs, or I could have an A and a B. So, yeah, it's entirely understandable. But, you know, the odds, of course, as you go back in your family tree of finding, like, lots of people, none of them having your blood type, I suppose it would make one curious, even though mathematically it's a long shot. I guess that's how I'm trying to express it, that it's a long shot. It's still possible. And if you have any doubts, and, you know, when a person says to me, gee, could I have been adopted? I mean, I could never imagine saying that because I've always felt all my life, hey, I look like my dad, I walk like my dad, and blah, blah, blah. If you have any doubts, we do live in a time when this would be fairly easy, although considering now I have to consider your folks are not with us anymore. If you had a sibling, I think we could figure that out. But at this point in life, hey, doesn't matter. It's about love and it's about the family and all that. But yes, you can have a different blood type from anybody. All right, I want to know if you got the Twitter about swine flu possibly being germ warfare. Is that a reasonable thing? Maybe we'll talk about it. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Marin County health officials have confirmed the first two cases of swine flu in the county. We'll learn more at a 3 o'clock news conference. KGO, of course, is there. Governor Schwarzenegger declaring a state of emergency to help California agencies coordinate efforts to respond to the swine flu outbreak. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 8 points at 8,017. NASDAQ down 5 at 1674, and the S&P 500 dropping 2 points at 855. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting partly sunny, cool, and windy this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeATHome55.com.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Ballet San Jose presents a special gift for Mother's Day weekend. Song and Dance. Three spectacular company premieres of ballets set to music with song. Nilos Martins has set the light and airy Puccini songs to pieces by Giacomo Puccini, performed live by tenor John Matz and soprano Olga Macarino with pianist Ron Valentino. Anthony Tudor's penetrating dark elegies is danced to Gustav Mahler's 1837 setting of poems by Friedrich Ruckert, sung by baritone Michael Taylor, and is regarded as a true masterpiece. Piece for the ages. So and Twyla Tharp's nine Sinatra songs is set to favorite recordings by Old Blue Eyes himself, including Strangers in the Night, That's Life, and My Way. Song and Dance performs May 7th through the 10th only at San Jose Center for the Performing Arts. KGO listeners, here's a web-only offer just for you. Visit BalletSanJose.org and type in the code Sinatra to buy half-price tickets for opening night. This offer applies to all tickets purchased for Thursday, May 7th only. Offer does not apply to previously purchased tickets.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Netflix. Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Work.
back to the program. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, did you get the tweet that about swine flu being germ warfare? Did you get the tweet which said, swine flu, don't eat pork. You can catch it. Did you get the tweet? Beef and chicken are better for you. Did you get the tweet? Simple cure for swine flu reported on TV. You must get Tamiflu. I'm reading a list of tweets here that has raised the ire, the concern about many observers of the seam. In other words, the opportunity for Twitter enthusiasm and its unique platform to alert millions of people in previously unavailable ways, it's a good thing, right? Yet, there are deep reasons to be concerned about Twitter's role in facilitating panic. And this writer, this article, that Twitter has now emerged as a platform with the ability to broadcast fears more quickly, more deeply, with a lower level of information quality and a high level of panic than ever before in human history. We are already the most neurotic, concerned, and worried population to ever cross the face of the earth, at least in peacetime. I mean, during wartime, you know, people have reason to get upset. That's reasonable. But our level of neuroticism and worry, listen to this program. You listen to the calls on this program, the nonsensical, you know, itsy bitsy teeny weeny things that people are freaked about. And then you mix in something like our current situation, which is of concern, but the pros aren't panicking. And you add into it the power of Twitter, we got a problem. In the context of a potential global pandemic, where you have television already doing their best to spice up a potentially serious threat, having millions of people wrap up their fears into 140 characters and blurt them out in public can have some dangerous consequences. We're calling it networked panic. And if you think that the concerns about context are overblown, I just read you a few of these tweets. I'll read you a couple more. In the Spanish flu, my grandpa said bodies were piled up like wood in our town. Swine flu equals danger, all capitalized and with a link. Good grief, the swine flu thing. It's going to get us all. 8 of 9 specimens were preliminarily positive in New York. So that's Texas, Mexico, and now New York. The pork market I told you about. Be careful of the swine flu. Don't eat pork from Mexico. Anyway, you get the point? You get the point? once again, the power to do good things, you know, is heartening, and yet, in my experience, most information now in the e-world is not good information. The question of whether we need to somehow alter our global information flow during pandemics isn't a trivial one. Here's a New York Times piece, how a growing number of corporations like Starbucks and Whole Foods and Dell are turning to Twitter to monitor and shape conversation about particular brands and products. You see, it's perfect. It's perfect for that. Because you have all, I don't know, what's the term for Twitter heads? Tweet heads? Tweeties? Tweety Bird? Oh, Tweety Bird. Tweety Bird was the first person to use Twitter. Anyway, how they could easily, you know, get into this, corporations, and shape public opinion, shape your feelings about brands. And of course, what the New York Times piece failed to mention was a conversation about more serious topics like, you know, pandemics could be shaped as well. And they say here it's only a matter of time before the next generation of cyber terrorists, those smart enough about social media, familiar enough with modern information flows, knowledgeable enough about human networks, take advantage of escalating fear over the next epidemic and pollute the network public sphere with scares that could paralyze global economies. So I remember as a kid, what the heck was that book by Philip Wiley about a day all the odds and statistics collapsed and everybody decided to take a drive, get in their cars and drive into Manhattan or out of Manhattan, and it caused a gridlock that took weeks to unlock, and they couldn't get food. It was just a change in the odds. Imagine a world where you could just tell everybody, all right, everybody show up at Heather's house this afternoon. Oh, just 685,000 of Heather's closest friends. That's all. All right, let's talk to Chris. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele. I'm 47 years old, and for about the last 5 weeks, I've been having stomach bubbling in the morning, and at night it bubbles as well. And number two, my body sweats in my hands. Number three, I get a stuffy nose at night, and I'm not sleeping well at night either.
And I don't know if any of those are all connected. When you say bubbly stomach, you mean the gurgling sound your stomach can make?
Yeah, the gurgling sound. Pretty much for about 3 or 4 hours a night.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, Chris. I think you're worried too much about everything. I can hear it in your voice. That's called borborygmi. It's normal. It means you swallowed a little extra air when you ate, or you drank something with carbonation in it, or drank something that had air in it, and a lot of types of food does. So if it was accompanied by stomach pain or other symptoms like vomiting or et cetera, then that would mean something. Sweating at night, that's a big one. It may or may not be something. You have to do, you know, with a blanket. You're gaining weight. Do you smoke? Is there a little virus infection going on? You know, et cetera. But bubbly stomach, it's called borborygmi. As I mentioned, I love it. One of my favorite medical words. And in general, we use it to listen to your stomach to see if it's working. You know, it was after surgery when everything shuts down. We listen and you hear, boy, go, oh boy, stomach is back. We can send the fella home. All right. Jay in New York. How you doing, Jay? Jay, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. You're on the air.
Okay, fine. I'd like to ask you about over the last couple of years, I've developed something of a drug habit in the form of using Benadryl as a sleep aid. And I'm wondering if there's any harm coming from that in over the long haul for doing that. I take 25 milligrams maybe 3 or 4 times a week to help me sleep.
Well, if you asked me that same question and you were using any one of a number of prescription products, I'd probably be more upset. The package will tell you not to do that. Do you have a habit or not? I don't know. You could probably, although most of these things come in capsules these days, start cutting it down 10% a night, and in 10 days you'd be fine. It's a mild sleep aid. Help some people. It is also, it's Benadryl, as you know, which is an anti-allergy medication. It's an antihistamine. It's been used, it's probably the oldest antihistamine we have. And we give it to kitties and to people with stuffy noses. But on the package, it always says, do not drive or, you know, operate machinery because it makes you drowsy. So now the drug companies have flipped it. Instead of marketing it as an antihistamine for your allergies and your cold symptoms, they market it as a sleep aid. One of the many, many, many times you take a side effect of a drug and turn it into the main effect. Once upon a time was a drug meant for heart problems that cause hair growth. It's now called Rogaine, and that was considered a side effect. And as you know, the most famous example is a heart and lung drug called Viagra, and it had a side effect that was obvious. So not a biggie, but I sure rather see you try and get off it, yet I can't point to any long-term serious side effects. All right? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-8255.
60 seconds involves some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
If you're like me, you're tired of losing money on your investments every month. My account statements were so painful, I feared opening them. No matter what I did, I was still afraid about my financial future. So you know what I did? I called MyFinancialReality.com. They're the only group of licensed professionals who showed me a realistic investment strategy for today. So if you're exhausted by the same outdated investment propaganda, face your fears. If you and your loved ones desire a powerful, distinct advantage over an economy, act now by calling MyFinancialReality.com.
To take advantage of this offer, you must be an accredited investor with over $100,000 of investable funds. So call MyFinancialReality.com today at 800-530-2931. That's 800-530-2931.
Gain control of a new financial future based on real-life outcomes, not blind luck.
Call MyFinancialReality.com today at 800-530-2931. We want to earn your business.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Marco. How you doing, Marco?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Sure. Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I want to get your opinion in regards to this ad that I run into. It's called a brain-based care. So this is a combined approach using neurotransmitters, interactive methadone, to address things like ADHD and chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, where'd you see this ad, Marco?
Well, there's a website. I saw the here in the local paper.
Right, and is someone you know have issues with ADHD and all these things?
Well, that would be me.
That would be you, okay. And they propose to address this. You used a term there. I wasn't clear what you said. This is an ad that says they can help you with ADHD and chronic fatigue and all these things by doing what to you?
What it says, the techniques in spinal decompression.
Okay, you can stop right there, Marco. Throw it out. Can you imagine that your spine has anything to do with ADHD and things that are in your brain? I could take a knife and cut and sever your spinal cord. I could cut it. You'd be in a wheelchair. You'd be a paraplegic for the rest of your life. I'd cut your spinal cord. Your brain's not going to change. You're still going to be an ADHD person or depressed or chronic fatigue or something, you know, something like that. So this sounds to me like it's a chiropractor who is reaching way beyond the bounds of boundaries of chiropractic. But I'm more interested, Marco, that when you see an ad or a website, you seem to be more attracted to it than going to see an appropriate a specialist in that area. So why are you more attracted to that than, say, going to see a doctor who specializes in these areas?
Well, no. I have in the past. went to see a professional, and in fact, I tried various medications to address ADHD or depression as well, because it seems like a lot of the symptoms kind of cross each other, and haven't really been successful at finding anything that helps me.
Right. Well, that's good. Because if it tells you the medications don't work, you might have to sit and think about what these symptoms mean. Now, we don't have time, Marco, to get into this ADHD thing, but whatever you are, I'm 10 times worse. You know, I've got it bad, but I've learned to deal with it. And it's an advantage in certain things in life. I don't know what you do for a living or what symptoms are bugging you. Depression is also a fairly serious symptom, but gee, I would not recommend all depressed people go on medication. Talk therapy seems just as good as medication in general. Combining the two together does seem to be positive, but it's not always the instant solution. So if you went to a doctor, they gave you pills, then possibly, you know, talk therapy would help you. But tweaking your spine is, to my mind, is nonsense. And so, you know, if somebody could come up with the idea that you can bend someone's spine, spinal decompression, one of these gadgets which have been condemned by the feds, and it would change depression or our epidemic of ADHD, you'd hear about it first, Marco, when they announce the Nobel Prizes. You're not going to hear about it on a website or in a newspaper advertisement, bottom line. All right? Let's talk to Burr in Hawaii. How you doing, Burr?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thanks for taking my call. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Dean, my question is about these berry wars. Well, I've been told they're berry juice wars that are going on. And I have a friend who's offered to me this. It's an acai berry. It's from Brazil. It's $189 a month for four bottles.
Hey, Burr, listen, that person is not your friend, Burr. Tell them you'd like to be the person's friend, but if they want to be deluded and they want to rip off their friends, it's fine, but you're not going to fall for it. This has been soundly condemned by everything from federal agencies to all consumer groups. It's nonsense. If you're interested in the benefit of berries, eat berries. For $189, you can buy yourself piles of blueberries and raspberries and strawberries. And so far, if you had to ask me, blueberries seem to have the most oomph, but it is in a league with other berries, which are, you know, are the purple and deeply colored fruits that all have such benefits. The nonsense you hear about the acai berry is just they've been doing some clever marketing. They are pyramid type, multi-level marketing schemes. People are getting ripped off left and right from a consumer point of view, just in terms of the billing practices and the flow of the money. So I just saved you $189. You can send it to my favorite charity, or you pick your favorite charity. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Attention pain sufferers. Unhappy with your pain medication? Pills too slow to work? Concerned about damaging side effects? Now there's help. Clinical Topical's pain-defying regimen is tough on pain, but easy on your body. It not only fights pain fast, it also pampers and nurtures affected areas like a trip to the day spa. Call to find out how to get a free 30-day supply. Our pain-defying regimen fights pain around the clock, even while you're sleeping. Unlike drugstore analgesics, our topical regimen contains moisturizers, emollients, botanicals, and more to help soothe and nurture affected areas while providing fast relief. 80% of clinical trial patients say pain-defying regimen was the best pain reliever they've ever tried. Some call it a spa in the bottle. Some call it the ultimate pain reliever. We call it intelligent pain relief. For a limited time, you can get a free 30-day supply of our pain regimen with your order. Call 800-860-3154 to find out how. 800-860-3154. Call 800-860-3154 now.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at Credex. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116. How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call Credex for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial Credex right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at Credex. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Everybody, welcome back. I've promised to get you the name of this book. It's called The Great Influenza by John Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, The Great Influenza. It's a fabulous book. And the beginning of it is just one of the best treatments of what modern science is about and what objective thinking is about and how it happens. Really highly recommended. Let's talk to Jane. How you doing, Jane? Welcome.
How are you, Dr. Dell?
I'm fine, ma'am.
I wanted to thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, my question is, you know, Medicare is now just paying for pap smears for, every 2 years. And I wanted to know if you think that's wise or is that just a financial measure on the part of Medicare?
No, it's probably wise. We are now taking a careful look at the way we practice medicine. And I could go on and on about this subject, and I'm planning to do a little report on it in a few weeks. And looking, are we getting anything back for the extra money? There are many tests that if you do them every year or every day, don't yield any more than if you do them at appropriate frequencies. Medicare, especially in the age group of the average Medicare recipient, is not an age group that cervical cancer becomes is common. And maybe that'll change, you know, as boomers move through it and maybe develop similar habits to younger people. After all, it's a sexually transmitted virus. And indeed, you know your own habits. If you've been with one person all your life or you're not sexually active, et cetera, the odds of you having an abnormal pap smear, you know, go down. And I've seen even more intervals. Some places in Europe, they do it more, even less frequently. So we have to be very careful when we see this, because I'm quick to nail them when they're trying just to save money on our backs. But there is so much inefficiency in medicine, and there's so much of over-testing, and that doctors need these guidelines. Let's just suppose I was a doctor who believed this, saw the evidence for it, and started doing pap smears every other year. And then one day I have a patient comes down with cervical cancer, and that patient sues me. I'm in deep trouble. When the standard in the community is the same, then doctors are more likely to adapt new timing schedules for some of these tests. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, Participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.